Hey guys, Chad is on tour, chaddaniels.com, or the link in the description of this episode. You can go click that and get his tour dates. It's, dude, he just recorded his hour and he's already working new material. You have to see it. I'm also on tour. Technically, two dates for now. Maybe we will add more. Asheville, North Carolina, the second weekend in April. The Fort Collins Comedy Fort in the Denver area, the second weekend in May. That link is in the episode description or the link in the bio of my Instagram at Cy Amundson. I don't have a good website because I have abandoned it like an idiot. Anyway, come see us. Perform live comedy. Today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com/somewhere. That's help, HELP.com/somewhere.
Hey everybody, this is Chad Daniels and you have landed in the middle of somewhere. Hello, how are you? Thank you for coming back. I just got back from Mexico. And no, that's not cultural appropriation. That's how you say the fucking word when you're trying. Across from me, as always, is Cyrus Amundson.
Back from his son's destination wedding. Ladies and gentlemen, we are one step closer to Grandpapa Chad Daniels. Oh boy. How far, is Isaac a honeymoon baby person or is he one of these new age, ridiculous, I want to live my life and enjoy my partner in my 20s and have a baby when it makes sense,
people? Yeah. Yeah, he's one of those lamos. So he comes from a long generation of the baby being at the wedding and he messed it up. He's like one of these kids where, you know, all the parents went to college and he's like, I'm just going to be a plumber. I don't want to do it the right way. Follow the tradition. As plumbers are listening to this at their lake home and not working because they're so rich.
I was just going to say, the amount that I am shelling out for a plumber these days.
Yeah,
I
think, absolutely.
I think I'm going to pass on that whole 4-year degree and I'm going to start Mario and Luigi in some pipes. I think that, like, I just like to imagine that being a goal of his. Like, I'm going to break the chain. I'm going to disrupt the cycle of babies at weddings. So he's just been, like, marriage has been on his mind since probably his early to mid-teens.
Perhaps, yeah. I mean, this kid has marched to the beat of his own drum his entire life. And so if you... So you know how I always talk about the fastest way to get me to not do something is to tell me to do it.
You think that's that true?
Times 10 on this one. He is as stubborn as it comes. Dude, if you tell him to mow the lawn, he'll go throw the lawnmower into a lake and then find some sort of plow and plow up your entire fucking yard. It's not just saying, no, I don't want to do it. It's destroying the lawn so you never ask him again. It's wild.
What? So I have a lot to talk about. Not a lot to talk about. I think you have a lot to talk about. I have a lot to ask you about. And I don't really know where to start, but I think I'm going to start at the start. You've been talking about your daughter's boyfriend on this show for quite some time. You've been talking
sweet Cole.
You've been talking about his mustache, and I don't know, I saw a picture of him for the first time and I don't know how you haven't alerted to the, you know, and I get it, it's a hard thing for a dad to say, but this guy is just a little hot little Timothy Chalamet looking piece.
He's an attractive boy.
The flowing hair on this guy.
Yeah.
Is he about to kill the man with six fingers who killed his father? Like, he
yeah, maybe.
He looks like, from that picture, I was like, this is a guy who actually lives in Mexico and owns the surf shop.
Yeah. This kid is white. He's a white.
He is
brown in the winter. It gets real confusing for the racist people up north.
I can understand that.
Yeah, but he, you know, and here's why I never talk about that he's good looking is because he's such a good kid.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like his attitude and personality actually squash the looks department, so I don't even think about it. But this kid, I don't know if he does much, but he goes to the gym. This kid takes his shirt off in the summertime, and everybody just pauses for a second.
Oh, he's got a jacked little body too. Well, let's talk about. We should talk about anything else on the planet because I don't need the comments. I don't need the hey, Sai, pipe it down a smidge. You're talking about a young man in someone else's family.
No, this kid's 27. This kid's 27 years old.
Cole is 27?
No, but he graduated when he was 19.
Okay.
And so when I introduce him, I always tell him we went to high school together. And people are like, what the fuck?
That explains the mustache, at least.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you were saying off the air, and then you wouldn't give me any details, which feels shitty, but I understand that you want me to learn at the same time as the audience. The dance, sure. The wedding dance was the time of your life.
I'm going to say unbelievable. So they basically made Isaac and Morgan. Morgan is my new daughter's name. And they gave the DJ a playlist. And so basically this DJ, I think, plugged his phone in. But it was still great. No slow songs. A lot of time. There were three right up top, right? You have the first couple dance. And then you have the bride with her dad and the groom with his mom. And so they had those three dances. And then after that, it was nonstop party. And I appreciate that because when you slow a wedding down to slow dance, that's when you start thinking. That's when the alcohol soaks in and you're dancing closely with someone and you go, you know, when's the last time you hurt me? And then the emotions set in. And then you start to play the next song and it's Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again. You're like, yeah, you fucking did do it again. And then all hell breaks loose. And it's like, how about we just keep the party rolling and let people fight when they get back to their rooms? We don't need this to happen at the actual dance. So it really was incredible. And I don't think that I'm ever going to... The first slow song at a wedding dance from now on, I'm out. I'm getting my shit and I'm leaving. I'm going to stop by the photo booth, grab a little how do you do?
Get a little, and then put a weird hat then, on, get a little kissy face and get out of there.
And then I'm out. Absolutely.
Do you think, because your dad, as I think we've mentioned sparingly on this show, was not there for you and your sister. Do you?
Sure. I mean, at a certain point, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He was there, and then hilariously there, and then not there. That was the.
Right. Sure.
That's his fish to a standing up human being evolution of daddy in charge.
Yeah.
With one more appearance of the fish in St. Peter in your late 20s.
Right.
But of all the moments where you're like, I did it. I broke the dad cycle. I'm the dad. I'm the dad now. Do you think the crowning achievement of those moments will be the father-daughter dance with Olivia?
I think so. I mean, that is honestly what keeps me eating smoothies, drinking smoothies in the morning with spinach instead of eating a cookie with my coffee, is I just want that to happen. Because I know I've told this story, but my sister, obviously, I walked my sister down the aisle, and then we had to do the dance, her and I, which is like, you know, a little untraditional, but also kind of cool. But yeah, I would really love to... I would really love to dance with Olivia. I think that'd be great. Now, Isaac did something. We were all lined up in a row to walk down the aisle, and I was there, and his mom was there behind me. And then it was like Isaac turned around. The wedding planner was like, so where are your parents? And Isaac goes, well, that's my father, and that's my mom. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here? What do you mean your father? Like I just showed up after having disappeared since your birth? I'm your father? Like I'm your biological parent that has done nothing to help you? I got to tell you something. I am in the future going to talk to him about this because clearly it bothers me, but I'm trying to not let it bother me a ton until I find out. Because for all I know, he was just about to walk down the aisle. He had a ton of stuff on his mind. I do understand that. But him and I have had a conversation before where I refer to my dad as my father. And then my kids asked me why. And I said, well, because he doesn't really feel like a dad anymore. He's just like a father. And so when he said father to me, I was like, it was like the sound of balls hitting ass, except it was my heart falling on the cement floor. It really was, man, I was taken aback by that shit.
I'm with you. I think there's a lot. You and I at my wedding had, because obviously this Isaac wedding is the second best wedding you've ever been to. At my wedding, you and I sat, we had a moment where it was just you and I before the actual ceremony, sitting in, because we, you know, the wonderful Lewis Lee was nice enough to let us turn, anybody who's ever been to Acme, it's a comedy club, but it's this different room. These huge 100-year-old trees turned into beams. It's just a beautiful room, and we lit it and put a backdrop, but it's the comedy club we both came out of. And so we had this moment where you were about to perform my wedding, and we sat in that room alone together. And I think you knew I was very nervous, but I also, for the first time in my life, I was like, oh, this is what Chad looks like, kind of a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
And that was fun for me, but like, so I understand that moment right before it happens. That's for sure what was going on with him.
Sure.
But I want it to be like, I just thought it'd be funny to fuck with him before I got married. That's the greatest outcome possible, where he just turns, sees you, the most proud you've ever been in your whole life, and he's like, I'm going to do it. That's my father right there, and that's my mama. That's mommy. Hi, mommy. Raise me, mommy.
Yeah, it is weird because I've always thought of dad as a term that you have to earn, and father you just get for letting one fly into a vagina. So I'm going to let the dust settle of this whole thing. And then I am going to ask him about it because I am curious, and I'm going to try my hardest not to let it bother me. But, you know, there were some other circumstances at the wedding where I just kind of go, well, maybe he's just fully out on this side of the family. I don't know.
Yeah. Weddings are intense events. And it's impossible for them not to be, I think, with the exception of like, let's get, like when I perform, and I don't know how you have it set up yet, but when I perform you and Kelsey's wedding while doing dual duties as a groomsman, because I know, here's the thing, I'm not going to put myself in the best man role. I know some of the people that are in your life. But when I'm doing that dual perform the wedding groomsman role, I think, I always envisioned that moment for you and Kelsey and I as a group. I envisioned it like quietly in a backyard, you know, maybe it's fall. Maybe there's leaves dropping. Oh my God, one of them just got caught in David Huntsberger's beautiful hair. You know, something like that. Dave and I share a look. We smile. And then we both see you and we share another look like he's doing it. I think it's a really nice, really nice moment. But I do think, with the exception of something like a beautiful little backyard ceremony that I perform like that.
Yeah.
Like Jenna and I just had like a party essentially. And it was very stressful. God, being in Mexico, and then everybody can, like, you can't escape anybody. That's, like, at a wedding, a lot of people go home.
No, you sure can't. No, you surely cannot. Nope. Hey, I have an idea. Let's put all the families together in one building. Just in case you have an argument in your room and everybody else hears it, and then it's weird for the rest of the time.
Can we, I'm going to pitch something, guys, for the wedding. And this is just, you know, I say we mix and match it. I say everybody put their key card in the bowl. This isn't a sex thing. I just think let's all, who knows who stays with who? We're already sharing walls. Why not share beds? Let's make this the worst possible.
Yeah. You want to get your heart rate up on vacation. Why don't you try listening to wedding vows with the words like forever and commitment while you're sitting next to somebody that you've been divorced from? It's a very awkward, uncomfortable situation where it's just like, you just kind of sit there and you go, well, I mean, you know, I remember saying something like this. It didn't pan out, but hope it does for these two.
Well, I mean, maybe, you know, how many of them end like that?
And like what?
How many of them?
Oh, in divorce?
Yeah. So
I mean, 50%. Like I said,
I'm just trying to lead you back to some, I'm trying to keep you on a bright path here. I'm trying to lead you to some goodness. I think it's like that with like, because you have a divorce, do you think you have the sort of divorce, and let's not pretend that she's going to die before you. That would be silly.
Right, exactly.
But do you think you have the sort of divorce where it's like, well, we were married a long time. I guess I'll go to his funeral because my kids are there. Is that what it is? Because that's a weird energy too. That's not vows.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not really, that's not a question I can answer. That'd be a question for her that we're never going to ask. So, but
Do you think we should go back into that weird experimental phase of the show where I was too sick to do it and you were like, fuck it, my mom and my agent.
Yeah, where I can just get everybody, line them up for my personal life. I will tell you this about these vows, though. I know we're like making fun of it and stuff.
Yeah.
But these two people, I was going to say kids, but they're Isaac people. And Morgan, I mean, my God. So Isaac is not a crier. From a little boy, he would, if he was going to cry, go away from us. Oh. And we would always tell him like, hey, just so you know, you can cry around us. There's no judgment. Let your feelings out, man. I mean, because that way you get them out and then you can reset a little bit. He never would. And when Morgan started to walk down the aisle, I saw his chin quiver. And I was like, oh, God damn. Good thing I have sunglasses on, because I immediately fucking 2 full-ass teardrops didn't even go down my face. They Dukes a Hazard off my fat cheek and just like out forward. Like I gleeked a tear. I somehow gleeked a tear outwards like a new dinosaur. A new dinosaur with a defense mechanism. It was crazy how fast those 2 tears. And then there was just the 2 of them. I think I used up all my tear supply.
Like it's some evolutionary trait that all your frog ancestors had been eaten by some predator. Yeah. And so you've developed this way of shooting poison out of your eyes.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And then when they were doing the vows, man, it was so legit. And it wasn't like, it wasn't just reading them. You know, sometimes people are trying to do the memorization. It was almost like they didn't care about the memorization. They were more interested in looking into each other's eyes and actually saying them to the person. Mm-hmm. Dude, it was so great. The whole ceremony and everything is just fantastic.
Do you... So I'm an insane person. I'm always intrigued by, you know, when you see couples, I like watching the dynamic and the body language and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, because you see a lot of people who are not very happy when they're older and, mm-hmm. you know, you just start to watch. You're like, what is this work? Why is it? I don't know Morgan. I've met Morgan. Right. I met and I got to see them. They came with Morgan's parents,
right,
to our show, in who were wonderful, to the 10,000 Laughs Festival. But I remember just kind of watching them, not like a psycho, but just like there seemed to be an incredible ease between the two of them, almost like, and this is a thing that I prefer. This is what I believe Jenna and I have. Is I think a lot of people talk about lust and love and sparks and romance and butterflies and an ongoing adventure with my soulmate. And that sounds fucking exhausting. To me, I was always looking for a Lady Joel, someone who wants to like hang out and have a great conversation and watch TV, sure, we'll do stuff, but let's just be, we're just the bestest of friends. Yep. And you could see that. I hate that I just said bestest. You could see, Justin, can you cut that? And then Justin, can you come in here with a rifle? You could just see an ease of their presence around one another, especially in an environment where Isaac's significant other and her family had just watched his dad on stage. Like, just the extreme comfort between the two of them, I thought was really interesting.
Yeah, say some F words too. I said some F words and all sorts of stuff, and everybody still seemed to be very easy breezy about it all. Yeah, man, it was great, and I'm so happy to have Morgan in the family. She is a real treat and a great addition to the family. And then her parents are incredible. I mean, they have a timeshare down in Mexico.
Hold on.
At this place.
Can we write a song for Skeet McGraw? It's about divorce, and it's called Addition by Subtraction.
Yeah, I'm sure. Oh, we have such great ideas.
We have such great ideas. And I got to tell you, I think it's probably both of our faults that it's just now that we're about to get a new podcast network. Do you agree with that on air?
Nope. Anyways, I can only forward so many fucking emails. Listen. Everything was great. So they have that timeshare down there, and they had to answer. They were the go-between. They were the middleman of every single 102 people showed up to this wedding. Ooh. Not including the bride and groom. So 104
at a
total.
Destination wedding. That's a big destination wedding.
I know. These two are loved, loved, loved. And Paul and Debbie, her parents, had to handle all of the emails, all of the questions, all of the planning shit. Like, do you think I'll need bug spray? I mean, they got emails about that shit, right? That's like when you throw up a prayer, like, do you think that you could get a double run of Friends on USA Network tonight? I mean, that's the kind of prayers that are going up. And if there is a God, he's probably like, are you fucking kidding me right now? If you make God say the F word, your prayer sucks. So that's the kind of emails that Paul and Debbie were getting too, where it's just like, okay, enough is enough. You're a fucking adult. Yeah. Figure it out. And I bet you I sent a couple of those. I didn't bring enough cash to this wedding because I was told if you bring $100 in ones, that'll be enough for tips. Well, turns out when daddy drinks, he likes to fucking throw it around a little bit. So I was out of money day two. And I had to look another adult. I had to look the parents of my new daughter. I had to look in their eyes knowing they knew that their daughter had entered my family. And I had to go, hey, can I Venmo you so you can pay the DJ at the groom's dinner? I mean, what a fucking nightmare I am. They were probably like, yeah, you know what? We're going to actually ask Isaac if he can start referring to you as his father, because this is ridiculous.
You might as well have offered to pay in Bitcoin.
Yeah, so I ended up asking him, and then I had a friend, Regan, end up coming to the wedding, and so I texted him before he got there. I'm like, hey, man, can you bring me $200 cash? I'll Venmo you right now. And then I had to Venmo him again the last night I was there. It really was, I mean, if I would have followed the rules, everything would have been fine, but I just thought it was, you know, it's kind of fun to...
Papa's in paradise. I'm not here to
toss it around a little bit, man.
I'm not trying to just spend $200. What are you talking about?
Yeah. But it was one for the ages.
Hey, everybody. Today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I know a lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, more time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to figure out how to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is by knowing what's important to you and knowing how to prioritize it while dealing with all the other things you have going on. Therapy is a tool that can help you do that, amongst many other things. Chad and I have talked about therapy often on this show. We are both believers in it. Perhaps you would like to figure out how to prioritize and focus your life. Perhaps you would like to deal with larger things, major trauma, you know, all sorts of issues, learn positive coping skills, how to set boundaries. Therapy is the way to go. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. So learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/somewhere today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/somewhere. Can I side swoop you and then we'll come back to the wedding because I've got a pitch for you.
Of course.
Now, have I maybe mentioned this on the episode 2 weeks ago with you and I? Perhaps. And has it been a long 2 weeks because Jenna and Sunday got a cold and didn't sleep for a few days in a row?
That sounds fun.
It wasn't. We did our best as a team, and now we're here. So I don't remember exactly what our last episode was about. I think per our producer, Triumph the Insult producer, I think he said his exact quote was, yeah, it was just a bunch of you guys jerking each other off about your own stuff. So I probably didn't mention this, but did I mention to you the guy with the blackjack account?
No.
Okay. There's a guy on Instagram, and people, if you've heard this before, just treat it like one of your elderly relatives and be like, oh, fun. Thank you. Just let me have it. Mm-hmm. There is a guy on Instagram. He was does live poker streams, just had a few thousand followers. And he goes, okay, every day I'm going to start playing a hand of blackjack. And I'm going to play 10 cents for every follower I have. And then it starts growing.
Okay.
And then it starts growing. And then your boy Bert Kreischer, somehow sees it and shares it. And that's where I assume.
Oh, no.
So many other people saw it. So he is now up over 250. His official account has over 300,000 followers, but some dickhead went on and bought a bunch of like bots to force his money up. And he was able to find out with Instagram that was bullshit. So what he does is, and he's Australian, so it's great. So he's just like walking through somewhere and he goes, all right, it's day 45 of me betting 10 cents for every follower I have. I don't do, we've discussed. Was that Ted Kennedy if he was born in Australia? Who was that? Ask yeah, not what you can been. Do for your country, koala bear. Koala bear. That was John, because that was his quote. John F. Kennedy. Anyway.
I'm going to let you work this out. I'm going to let you work this out by yourself.
Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated by a man with the same first and last name, or perhaps we don't know his last name, and his first name was a duplicate first name, Sirhan Chad. So,
yeah.
This guy, he goes, oh, yeah. 10 cents for every follower. We're up to 250,000 followers. That means we're betting $25,000 today. Now we're back into English. And so the point is, he does it, and then he goes online. So now because all this thing that's happening in the gambling world is because sports betting is legal, it's also opened up online casinos. And I do have a sad prediction for everybody. I know those companies are preparing to dominate the world with like online slots. So you are going to go over to your grandparents' house and see them spending their life savings flicking a slot machine on their phone. And it is going to be a giant bummer. We are going to have a gambling crisis on our hands here in this country.
Mm-hmm. Our sir hands, yeah.
Should we end it right there? Should that be the end of the show?
No, keep going.
So, but now because of that, they have these online casinos. It used to be when you go play online casino, it's just like a graphic. And, you know, I'm sure you can trust it because in theory there's regulations, but now all these places have like a real live dealer. It's a real human and there's just a camera in there. So you're betting your money, but you're playing live blackjack. And so then he cuts to one of those and he puts his bid down and then As the money comes, he likes, his big thing is he likes to root for a bust. He goes, and 10, and 10, and 10, and 10, and 10. He's choosing for tens, but he says 10, 10, like Rin Tin Tin, that dog from a show my dad probably watched. Was the show called Rin Tin Tin? The point is, I'm going to pull it up right now. He does one a day. He is currently betting so much money, and I believe he had like this streak. Oh, he's on day 42, officially 6 weeks in. That's the most recent one. He is up, Chad, $155,000. So he's on, going up $155,000, he's also built a giant social media following. And it's the most, you know me, I can't get off social media, but I also think it sucks. This does not suck. This is all-time home run content. His name is Tim, T-I-M dot Naki, N-A-K-I. And I don't, where was I going with all this? How did we get here? Oh,
you were going to pitch me something.
I just think we should start playing online blackjack together.
That's it?
No, it had to have been something better than that. But I got so deep into the impression and I can't remember it anymore. I do think, so you know when we got the boys over and we're playing left, right, center under the deck?
Oh, yeah.
And then we let those boys go and we have a private boys party.
Yep.
You know, I think we throw the blackjack up on the screen, on the big screen, the projection screen in the basement, connect the computer to it. And I think we just take whatever chunk of money you want. Let's say we take that $200. How fun would it be to just have you and your buddies, you each got a few hundred bucks, but you play it. You have to enter your money as a hand. Like you got to play a $100 hand and you got to play it a couple. There has to be a rule. You got to play it a few times, or maybe you each get 100 and you see who can. Oh, here's the bet. Here's the deal. Okay. I'm starting over. We have a bunch of people. I'm sorry this has gone this way. Your son got married. So let's say we have 8 people who want to play. It costs $20 to enter, but that $20 goes to your blackjack round. Okay?
Okay.
And then you all put money in the middle of the table for the game. So you all put another 10 in the middle of the table. And then what happens is you have a randomized drawing to see what order you go in. And you have to step onto the blackjack table and you have to play the whole $20. And every hand after that, you can only play doubling your money. So if you get a blackjack and you win $30, you have to play 50 on the next hand.
Okay.
You're only allowed to double. And whoever has the most money at the end of the 8 people also wins the individual pot.
Oh, I like that a lot.
I fucking like it so much.
Yeah.
I think
Do we do that?
It's a tough question because summer's coming and you're not leaving the cabin during the summer.
This is true.
We both live on lakes. We're going to want to spend time on lakes during the summertime. Uh-huh. We're both big lake guys and our lakes are exactly the same. One might be bigger, one might be smaller, but we both enjoy a lake life is what I would say. We have this plug alert. You are in Cincinnati May 10th and 11th, and I am in the Denver area May 10th and 11th, which is just
you're leaving.
Really unfortunate because that would have been a good weekend. So I don't know, but here was my thought my thought on top of the thought. Do you remember in the movie Rat Race? Did you see that?
I think I did, but I don't remember any of it.
So Rat Race, the idea was all these rich people got together and they picked all these random people to race across the country to find a thing, and they all bet on who would win, and it was Seth Green and Whoopi Goldberg and John Lovitz and Mr. Bean and I think other people. I just remember at one point John Lovitz was driving a like Hitler's car from a museum and got like stepped on the brakes and hit his face on the steering wheel and it gave him like a little Hitler mustache. But in between, like one of the gags in the movie is they'd always cut back to all these rich guys and they're betting on everything. Like just comically betting on anything. So I think we have to set up a gamble weekend where it's like, okay, we know we got left, right, center. That's a home run. I think this gamble, this blackjack game, I think that's a no-brainer.
I think it's a real good one.
How many more events? Because you're talking, it's a three-night event, right? We do three nights of left, right, center. During the days we've got the blackjack, we enter a couple other gambles in. You know, figure out what the amount of money you would need to participate in everything.
I can tell you it's not $100 in ones. I know that.
And then I think we have the time of our lives.
Yeah, I think that would be very, very fun.
The guest list. So let's go back to the wedding. Sure. Can I ask a serious question?
Please do.
What did that feel like? As someone who sees my son, right? Yeah. Sees him sitting upright, and I'm like, are you just the fucking best boy on the whole fucking planet? Who's better than you? Like, with the disgusting pride I feel for him doing the smallest of things, what is that feeling to see your son at this point in his life as a well-rounded, impressive young man doing, you know, taking this step? Is that like...
Well, I mean, I'm over the moon proud of this kid, but here's the thing. Even when there was struggling, which we all do, I was still super proud of him.
Sure.
You know, it's like, because you see steps...
I wasn't saying you weren't, but anyway.
No, I know, but you see steps in the right direction. And even on the steps backwards, you go, well, sometimes you have to retrace your steps to get on the right path and all that stuff. And so I've been proud of him the whole time. The thing that was hard for me is seeing him at this wedding... I wanted to bring a bunch of Legos in and be like, hey, let's build spaceships and chase each other. Like, I wanted to do the things we did when he was so little that I still think about, you know, every single day. I wanted to do that kind of stuff because it's like you in a big moment like this where you go, this is a step where now you maybe see him even less or whatever. Mm-hmm. It brings...
It's amazing, but it kind of could feel like a loss. It's like when a kid goes to school.
Yeah, it just brings back all the stuff that you miss and it brings it back tenfold. That's all.
Can I ask a follow-up question?
Yeah.
Because I want my son to grow up to be very impressive, right? I think that's what we want for all our kids. We want them to be the best version of themselves, be the version of themselves that they want to be. And, you know, blah, blah. But whilst doing that, while raising an impressive, smart, secure, you know, adult kid, how do you think now that you've been to this part, like, what advice would you offer me to avoid your mistakes so my son wants to live with me forever? How do I get my son to stay? I love him. I think I want him to live with us forever. I think I want him to be like, he tells like, you find out that he actually owns the house that his parents live in, you know? I want him to be one of those guys.
Sure. I think the first step is knowing when it's time to be his dad and when it's time to be his father. Because listen, sometimes being a father is really important, and I'm just telling you this so I don't feel bad.
Somebody said that they think the way housing is going to go in America... you know, they were worried that we are heading towards being, you know, there are large interests, a lot of money in big companies like BlackRock. They don't fucking message me. They do. They own a lot of residential homes. But that there's, you know, there's a lot of money interested in turning this into even more of a renter's nation. You know, I think this, whether it's true or not, I think this country prides itself on being a homeowner's nation. So they were saying, you know, maybe one of the best ways to help your kids have a home someday is if you have the means, which who has the means, to buy them a house right now, rent it, and then someday, you know, they can buy that house from you at a reasonable rate. I think that's a smart plan. And I think if I just buy a house in my neighborhood, then that's
you're such a bitch.
I know you can't afford houses. I'll give you this house for the price I paid back in way back a long time ago. Fuck, it's great. And you can come over whenever you want. We'll build Lego spaceships, chase each other around. Jenna, you and Jenna will chase each other around. I'm going to watch.
Yeah, I'll cheer you guys on with whips. Faster, son. Faster.
You think, here's the thing, if the sort of faith that you have is that 2 decades from now, I'm going to be cracking a whip, fuck, that's a good world. If somehow that's how this goes, you think I'm going to be cracking a whip at 59? You won't be there to see it because, you know.
You have gone from no use of your arms to pounding your fist on a table with excitement or anger. And I think that's very impressive.
I think I'm pounding. I think I'm pantomiming pounding and then I'm letting up at the last minute.
No, you slapped my island when you were here last time and I almost fucking pooped my panties.
I just wanted to know if it was that if it was real granite or what's that other stuff called? Formica? Is that a plant? Is a plant a formica?
I don't know. Quartz.
Quartz?
Quartz.
I just wanted to know if you had one of those houses that was like, you know,
IKEA?
Yeah, it looks nice, but then I touch something, you're like, why'd that handle fall off? You know? Oh, it's a cardboard island.
Yeah. Well, the handle fell off probably because I put it on. But other than that. You know what I did notice about being at a wedding and being, you know, kind of sad, sometimes upset about certain things, but also being in paradise, is that I still can get mad at other people very quickly.
You think the wedding showed you that?
There was a coffee shop, and doesn't it always come back to a coffee shop?
Yeah.
But there was a coffee shop that was open 24/7, right?
Okay.
And so I went in, and I ordered my little Americano, and I stepped to the side, and then this woman comes up with a little girl in tow, right? So this little girl is watching her mom order, and that's how she is learning how to order and how to treat other people.
How old is the little girl?
Oh, maybe 10.
Okay.
And the mom said, can I get an iced cap almond milk? And the guy behind the counter, by the way, speaking his second language, right?
Mm-hmm.
Says, okay, sorry, so iced coffee? And she goes, cap. And then he goes, and it is loud in there, by the way, because it's like in a lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts his hand to his ear and like bends his ear like an old man, I can't hear you. And he goes, I'm sorry, one more time. And she goes, cap. And I was struggling to know what she was saying. So I stepped in between her and the guy facing her. So my back was towards him and I'm facing her. And I just said, hey, say the whole fucking word. Say the whole word. You're speaking English. His first language is Spanish. And you're abbreviating an Italian word. Say the whole word. And she goes, what? And I go, say the whole fucking word. And she goes, cappuccino. And he goes, oh, cappuccino. And I go, see how easy that was? And then I just moved over and I sat right next to her and just stared at her while this whole thing was going down. I mean, what an asshole.
Yeah.
Both of us. Both of us are such assholes. But I stand by it because I think that was a shithead move. There were so many times where I saw the guests of this resort treat the employees like they were second-class citizens. It's like, listen, just because this is all-inclusive doesn't mean you get all-inclusive being a dildo, right? I mean, there were so many times. There was a table of five boys, and it's spring break, which has me through the fucking roof with anger.
Yes. Did you quick question? Did you get spring break as a kid? We didn't have it in our school. We had like,
no.
See, that's the thing. You go up to the Twin Cities and like, oh, we're going to leave Edina for a week to somewhere even better. At 16? Fuck you, dude.
Get spring break because all our spring break days were used for snow days.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, you're going to go to Mexico for a week? Well, I got to intermittently stay home when we couldn't go outside because we couldn't open the door. Because there was so much snow. So we're down there. And then after this cappuccino thing, right? I think, all right, you've gotten your anger out. Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
There's 5 kids sitting at this table. And the server comes up. They'd ordered drinks. And he goes, how old are you? And he points to one specific boy. And all the other boys hold. Because if you're over 18, you have a certain bracelet. If you're under 18, you have a different bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone at the resort has a bracelet. And so all of them hold up their bracelet and they go, 18, 18. And he goes, no, not you guys. How old are you? And then another one of his buddies sticks his arm in front of him and goes 18. And the guy's like, what do you think? I'm a fucking idiot. I mean, just the look on his face. You think you're going to fucking Catskill, like brush the teeth from underneath the armpits and I'm going to think it's his arm? So he goes, you can't drink anything. And he goes, oh, I'm so close. It's all inclusive. Doesn't matter. These are my friends. And he's like, well, I can get fired. And so he brings the four drinks. And then another guy who's 18 orders a strawberry daiquiri.
Gives it to him.
And then gives it to that other kid. And the guy comes over and he's like trying to take it. And they're all like, what the fuck, man? These are 18-year-old children speaking to a grown man like that. And so I was within 2 seconds of getting up and grabbing all their drinks and telling them to get the fuck out of the restaurant. And then the people I was sitting with came back and sat down. And I was like, okay, I'm like rocking. I'm rocking in my chair like Rain Man, trying to figure out. It's too loud in the restaurant, right? It's like, I need my headphones. It was wild, man. I mean, the disrespect that some of these people had to put up with. And then I even asked one lady by the pool who got yelled at for no reason because she was in the right. And she comes over to us and she goes, are you guys okay? And I go, I'm okay. Are you okay? And she just goes, I always have a smile. And like put her finger by her lip and pulled it up. And I'm like, God damn.
Oh, no.
Dude, if I got talked to like some of these employees got spoken to, I would go home and beat my children.
Yeah.
It was, I don't know where they put their anger.
Let's start at the start here. If you abbreviate a word in America, speaking to someone who's from generations of English-speaking Americans, if you right. abbreviate a word and they say what, and you don't go to the full word, you are someone who deserves any mean thing that anybody says to you. As Thank if you. That person isn't going, what you say, like if they're just asking, oh, excuse me, I'm trying to give you the thing you want. Could you help me out? Because I don't know what cap means. At that eighth cat, I'm going to crap mock lot.
She almost went backwards. He was like, what? And she was like, cat.
I want to cat.
And then just all of a sudden, just silence.
I want to cheat on my husband. We're unhappy. That's why I'm treating you bad. Frap cap. That's my her impression.
That's actually a really good one.
Thank you. It's about time. I mean, you can only do so many impressions until you stumble into one that you're really good at.
Right. Nailed it.
But I think there is a, this will be a bad way to end the show. I think there is this amazing
level of entitlement
disconnect.
Okay.
Between the people who will talk to you about how important respect is, but deep down inside them are looking for the first, and I find it to be people who feel like there's other people on top of them, whether that means at their work, whether that means they're mad that they have a $40,000 truck and that guy has an $80,000 truck. But I think people who feel like they're disrespected because of other people being on top of them. And that doesn't mean that you can't be very rich. That's not a poor rich thing. I'm just saying you look at others and you go, they're ahead of me. They're on top of me. I feel disrespected right. by them.
Yep.
And they talk about that. And they talk about that. And they talk about that. And the first fucking moment they get to treat somebody who's a rung below, they're like, it's my turn to abuse the people. I think that's a very common thing.
I think so too. I think that that is what gives us racism. It is what gives us road rage. All of those things. I think
it gives us road racism.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Everyone is vying to not be at the bottom. And in order to not be at the bottom, you have to act like you are above other people to convince people around you and yourself.
It's like when you try to save a drowning dog and it fucking... Which you're not supposed, no one wants to hear this. I know you love your dog. If he's drowning, you got to let that guy go because he's going to push you under. If it's over your head, you're a goner. You can't go out in that water. That's what everybody's like. They're just a dog worried that they can't feel solid ground and willing to push their owner down to the bottom of a lake so they can stay alive for a few seconds. And then the owner's gone and they're like, And then you're both, yeah. You're both done. So.
Isaac, I am your father.
Hey, if you guys like this, there will be a new episode next Monday and every single Monday at 8 a.m. So click the subscribe button so your phone sends it to you without having to do any work.